Lauderdale in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This is the Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented to you by the Sportscast. It's August 10th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You could also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and follow us on X, thesportscast1, and on Instagram, thesportscast1. Check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS App Store. Well, I am not Victor Rocho, but I am Santiago Leon. Victor is on assignment, but he might be coming in this hour, so you might be done with that assignment. Join us, co-host Byron Jones, and guest Kevin Tyree. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Evening.
Good evening. So, Byron, how's the weather up there? Is it humid as here in Florida, like Kevin and I are experiencing?
No. We got the rain now.
This is brutal. Which is good.
It's cool.
The other day, I went, like, Eric, matter of fact, the guy hopefully calls in. I went to go see his son. His son is, like, you know, little guy, five, to go watch some practice. So I'm standing out there on the field. You can see it started getting dark. And I mean, dark. And they had, like, tornado watches around here. Next thing you know, I was like, I looked at him. I was like, I waved. Yo, man, I started, allegedly, he said I ran across the field to get out of there, but I ain't running too fast anywhere. Ran, jumped in the car. And by the time I got in the car, it was, the streets were flooding all over the place over here. I mean, wow. A lot, within 10 minutes. I had to go in, like, one of the stores, Aldi's. I went to go in the store, and as I walk in the store, all my back got wet. The front wasn't wet because it was coming from behind me. And by the time I got in the store, the security guard locked the door because all the water was coming inside the store.
Oh my goodness!
It was pretty bad for a minute.
Well, you That's came great. Back alive for the show.
Yes, I swam back.
Kevin, it's been humid for us. I felt the heat a lot couple of days, this past week or two. How have you been handling the humidity here in South Florida?
Stay out of it. Try to stay inside as much as possible. Man, it's brutal, bro. I'm talking about. I mean, last month was bad. I know down here the hottest month is August, so I know it was going to be bad. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Stay inside, as Kevin said. You know, Byron, once you walk out of your house here in South Florida, you start sweating in a second.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, this past weekend was a Hall of Fame game and the events, inductees. Kevin Tyree was in Canton, Ohio this past weekend. Kevin, tell us your experience. And I know one of our favorite players, Zach Thomas, was inducted. But how was your experience up at the Hall of Fame game?
It's if you're a big NFL sports fan, history buff, whatever the game, it's amazing. I mean, and you need more than one day to take it all in because it's so much stuff.
So aren't much they stuff. Adding on to the stadium over there? Because that's one of the things I heard, like the Benson Stadium.
Oh yeah, they already did it. Now they have not to the stadium that I could see. It looks like on the outside of the stadium. This is my first time going, so some people that I went with, they said that they had been there before. Looks like they put like restaurants. They have a Don Shula restaurant, not steakhouses. Sure. It's like a sports bar type of deal. Like a downtown Disney. Yeah, outside of the stadium, so they're making it more of an experience where it's not just like a one-day experience. It could be a year-round experience, you know?
Okay.
It's a whole day affair, whole weekend. How was our boy, Zach Thomas? How was the whole ceremony for him doing?
It was awesome. It was awesome. He did his thing, right? He did his thing. You know, he got choked up when he mentioned Junior Seau, because Junior Seau was his idol, you know, I guess when he was coming out of college or high school or whatever. So he got kind of emotional there, but overall, you know, it was a pretty good, great experience to see all of the old Hall of Famers and all of the old football players, period. You know, there's a lot of different you know, players there. It was nice, man. It was nice. I suggest everyone go.
Did the Jets take over? The Jets?
Oh, yeah, they did. They did. They had what's the guy with the fireman?
Fireman Ed.
Oh my gosh. He had him going. Oh yeah, he was there. He had him going.
That guy's been around for decades. Wow.
Yeah. He's a big guy too, man. Not a small guy at all. Thought about 6'4". Big dude.
Mm-hmm. Also inducted was Rondae Barber, Darrell Revis, linebackers Chuck Howley, and of course Zach Thomas, pass rusher DeMarcus Ware, offensive tackle Joe Thomas, Joe Klecko, defensive lineman, and longtime coach Donnie Correll. It was a good class, I would thought. I mean, I think you enjoyed it, right, Byron?
Yeah, I'm still gonna cry about the stuff I usually cry about, but that, yeah, it was a good class. It really was.
And of course, the Browns won that game, I believe.
Yeah, the only win they probably have all year.
We saw a little bit of Deshaun Watson, of course. No Aaron Rodgers, but I heard Aaron Rodgers was doing a good job coaching from the sidelines.
Still trying. Thanks.
Yeah. He got the first long pass that Zach, Wilson threw. Yeah, that came from him, and that worked out. But it's a preseason game and everybody's fighting for a job. So, he was my choice again. Victor will bring it up later on, for offensive rookie of the year, but we see how Zach Wilson that didn't work out at all.
Before we head off on this Hall of Fame, Kevin, was the Dan Marino there? Did you see him?
I did not. They say he was there, but I did not see Dan Marino. I did take a picture with Richmond Webb.
Okay.
Yeah. What year was it? Richmond Webb?
Yeah, what years or what period of time he played?
I don't know what period of time. I know he was in Dan Marino's heyday. After Richmond Webb and what's the guy? The other guy. So they were like Pro Bowlers, consistent Pro Bowlers. The Richmond Webb and I can't remember the other guy's name, 68 or 69. I can't remember. And they protected his Dan Marino's blind side,
I got to check it out. I'm not sure.
Sims.
Okay.
Sims. Yeah.
Hey, you remember him, Mr. Byron?
Yes, I do. Great player.
Yes, he was. He was. He could be considered for Hall of Fame. I don't know. I don't think so.
Can we get Jim Marshall in first? I'm going to bring that up again. Can we bring him? Can we get him in first? Then he's another guy been waiting 9,000 years.
I know, right? Yeah, that's all. It's all. Well, I wouldn't say it's political, but it's a little.
It's who you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And how much you pay?
I don't know about that.
No, I'm kidding. I'm starting conspiracies. Anyways, we got another guest tonight, all the way from Philly, Eric Winter, Sr. Welcome back to the Jersey Boys.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's good. Up?
We haven't seen you since the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, listen, you want to throw shots. I just got here. He would kick me in my knees, and I just got here. Like.
That's the other guy that does that. That's Victor.
I'm trying to play Victor's role. So
okay. All right. I guess I'm doing a good job.
So Eric, you're an Eagles fan. What's going on in the offseason? What have you heard?
Well, I mean, you already know what we did in our draft. Everybody watched it to a certain extent. Now it's just time for those guys to perform. And Jalen is gonna be Jalen. It's just for those that know. No. So there's nothing else to say.
Do you think they have all the pieces together to go all the way to the Super Bowl? Or
I do believe so. We definitely have one of the toughest records that we have to go up against. But iron sharpens iron, right? That's what this is about. You want to play big boy football. You know, and everybody know real football not played until the snow hit the ground. So –
Well, they wouldn't know anything about that down in Miami,
not at all.
I respect everything that Miami's doing because the way that they put their team together. My older brother Saul, I wanted to invite him and I totally forgot, but next time I'll make sure he's there because he's like he has a chapter of some type of podcast, and he's the president, and he has this whole crew of Miami fans. And okay. I'll definitely send you the invite from my brother because he's okay. going. He's probably yeah. gonna grab you up too. Anybody that represent the Miami Dolphins, he loves them. He loves them down. Like he just everything Miami Dolphins. So
hey, that's me.
Okay, so I'll make sure you get his information because he's definitely going to recruit you. I'm not gonna lie to you,
Eric. So are you sympathetic for Miami? You're saying?
No, I'm not sympathetic for him. It's just I just understand. My brother talks to me about them all the time. So and he's been a fan since Dan Marino was a rookie. So
okay,
there it is, out of Aliquippa. So a lot of people don't know that, but we just gonna leave that where it's at, right?
Right.
But like far as the Eagles, I mean, listen, it's back to the NFC East. Everybody's gonna be watching us to see what's going on, and it might just come down. And unfortunately, if you got any Cowboy fans on here, it might just come down to the Giants and the Eagles. A lot of people
are
looking at
it.
What?
Everybody keep talking about Magic Johnson and what he doing, but that's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's magic. Magic makes stuff work. But they already got problems over there in Washington, and I don't even want to get into all of that.
With Eric Bieniemy?
We are.
In Washington, yeah, they got problems with the coach. The coach is he going in there, you know, running his mouth, and them players ain't going for that.
Them grown men making a whole lot of money. This ain't college.
Them players
not
going for that. He right. They grown men. See, the thing is, he's still stuck in the past of how you used to do things. He got to catch on to what's happening. Otherwise, they're going to walk him right out the door. Now we also understand why he was never a head coach, because he don't respect the game. You know what I'm saying? He respects the X's and O's. I get that. But he don't respect the game for the players that's being played. All those young men that's in the league currently right now earned their way there.
Now you said the key word men, not boys. Men.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be the old school guy right now. I'm going to break it down.
Go ahead. Break it down.
When I played back in high school, we used to get dog cussed like you couldn't imagine by some of them coaches. And, as I got older, I started coaching and everything. Then I realized that, if the coach doesn't say anything to you, it's a problem. That he doesn't really care about you.
And I'm about to hit you with something.
But
our wives probably have said, Coach Byron,
what?
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah, I understand it. But as a man, if they had an issue with what Eric Bieniemy said, they should have went to him as a man and said, hey, I don't like the way you're talking to me. That's the way you handle it behind closed doors.
That's the old way of doing it, but you also know that the what is that? The prisoners run the asylum?
Yeah, I know.
They don't have to go to the coaches no more. They go straight to upper management.
Yeah, but that's
straight, straight the to the media.
And you know what? Ron Rivera, as the head coach, said, should have turned around and said, what do you come? Did you go talk to him first? Go talk. He's the head coach.
I think that shouldn't even have gotten to him. With every great individual and all great minds think alike, at a certain point, you either gonna have to adjust or move on. And at this point now, he's gonna have to do some type of adjustment.
But he's won two Super Bowls. He's been, he was in 5 AFC championship games, 2 Super Bowls.
Hold on. You said he won 2 Super Bowls.
And he was part of it.
Andy Reid.
He was part of it.
He rode on the bus.
He might have rode on the bus, but he was there.
That don't mean he paid.
You also have to understand that he hasn't won anything in Washington yet. So some guys not gonna buy in. The guys in Kansas City, they bought in because they winning games and winning Super Bowl.
Andy Reid was a big component of that. Right. Like, let's not of get course. It twisted. Andy Reid was here with us for NFC Championship games, 1 Super Bowl appearance and loss. Like, that's his record speak for itself. What has Bieniemy done other than run his mouth?
Oh, man, you're being a hater right now.
I'm not. I'm being real.
Oh, that's
that division, boy. That's the division fire.
Oh no. That's what we do, man. We always
okay. Play. Okay, Eric, I'm gonna ask you a question. Well, you play football. I know you have.
I have.
Have you ever had a coach cuss you out?
Yes.
And how did you respond?
I didn't, because that was the way. That was the way of the world at that time. I understood that my scholarship resided on that. I understood that my playing. The worst thing that you could do to a player of any sort of any sport is take their time away from them. Why?
Yep.
Why can you do that? Is by not listening. See, the thing is when a coach speaks to you, is either he's speaking to you because he's caring enough to say something, or he don't care enough not to mention how you can get injured or hurt. Most coaches care about the X's and O's, but they really care about the player enough to say, hey, I'm getting at you because I care, because I see something in you. That's what eventually it come down to. Then you got some, and we know some, that just like to run their mouth, full of hot air. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if all four tires go flat, he's still trying to drive down the street. Like, come on now.
So what should Ron Rivera do with the situation? Should I tell Eric, you know, cool it off, or have Eric, you know, be Eric?
If I'm Ron Rivera and I'm the leader of the whole situation, what I would do is bring him in, and I would say to him, if you don't see me acting that manner, if you don't see me acting that way, because at the end of the day, when you speak the way that you speak, you're a representative of me. And if you can't represent me correctly, then they go to the door. It's just that simple.
What do you think?
When there's too many Chiefs and not enough Indians, you know how that go.
Yeah, but they knew.
I mean, I'm sorry. Native Americans, my back. Do not inbox me on that. I ain't trying to hear that.
They knew the kind of perk, because you don't think these guys talk with them 32 teams. All these coaches talk and all the players talk. They know that, you know, this guy had this kind of personality. They knew.
They also knew John Gruden had that type of personality. Where he at?
Everyone knows.
He down there with Carson looking crazy.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. The whole situation with Eric Bieniemy should have never made it to the media. That was Ron Rivera's fault as a head coach to put, you know, what's in house outside the house. That should have stayed, you know, amongst them.
Like I said, you can't stop that, because social media is what it is now. Like, this might go viral. You know what I mean? Like, you might say something on here and then they'd be like, oh yeah, Kevin said this. And you'd be like, I didn't even say that.
I didn't.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it could go viral and on anything, because, you know, people know how to fix these things where, you know, you're saying stuff that you're saying. Like the thing that happened down now, and I don't want to get too far into this, so, because it's a sports
show. Eric, keep talking. I like it. You're on fire.
But the thing that happened down in Alabama. Now, most people, I'm going to say Coach Byron's age and above, and even my young self looked at that as a serious situation. But then you got the young generation, it's all jokes and laughs. It's fun until the rabbit got the gun. You see what I'm saying? Like,
true.
But they're playing on Instagram about it, about these chairs, talking about people got to get licensed to carry chairs now. Like, it was a serious situation, though. Like, if we all sit back and look at the whole thing as a whole, it was a serious situation. But that's what I'm saying. This generation don't look at it that way. The generation look at it as all fun and games until the rabbit got the gun. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to leave that alone, because it ain't got nothing to do with sports.
Santiago. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
My wife brought down the t-shirts. I'm going to show them now.
Let's see it. Yes. So, guys, Eric, Kevin went to the Hall of Fame game last week in Canton, Ohio.
I kind of heard it. I mean, I'm in all of this guy right now. He got the glow.
Yeah, he's a huge Miami Dolphin fan, loves Zach Thomas, and he has a shirt. Zach Thomas t-shirt. Oh, that's beautiful,
Zach
man.
Thomas.
Yeah. You turn it around.
All the names.
Got all his stats.
Okay.
Zach Thomas was that guy, though.
That's one. Okay. And then this is the Legends.
Yeah,
Legends.
Two shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, Miami Dolphin logo. Yeah. Love it.
It's got all of the Hall of Famers.
I like that one. If you guys don't see it.
You know what's amazing about Miami, though? Nobody has yet to break that record. That Don Shula pull up.
No one, yeah.
No one. Like Tomlin came pretty close. Like when they had Randy. When they had Randy that one year.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody has.
And who beat them that year?
Oh, that was a giant.
Here we go.
That was a head catch.
He still caught it. That's all that matters.
Hey, man, do you like commercials, man? I'm not explaining.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's quite crazy. So back to Eric Bieniemy. I mean, do you think he'll improve the offense with the Commanders, or we don't know?
He only going to take what Andy Reid gave him. I'm just going to be real with you. Sometimes that doesn't transfer, though.
Sometimes that does not transfer. Look at Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, his players who left from his system had any success.
Because most of those coaches that left Belichick tried to be Belichick with that tough guy stuff.
That's what he's doing. Joe Judge.
The only one that didn't really do was what was the guy? The African American guy. I can't think of his name. He was.
That's the guy that got fired, right? That's the guy that got
fired. Brian Flores.
Yeah, you go.
Well, he ain't do
good. Yeah, he was with y'all. What happened with that? Let's talk about that. Go, man. What happened with tanking?
Yeah,
tanking for Tua.
It's complicated. So
is it true that Tom Brady wanted to be a part of y'all situation up top, like in the front office?
What I've heard, it was close that he wanted to come to Miami, but
he lost a first round pick
because of that, right?
That ain't y'all's first time to you guys. Cause y'all lost one because of Tunsil. The left tackle. The one that was
Jeremy Tunsil Byron? His name? No.
Yeah. That was the offensive tackle that you had.
They didn't lose it. That was the one when he dropped. I think he dropped to them.
All right.
He dropped down to 13, but that was a blessing in disguise because we got a whole lot for it.
Yeah.
I know one thing.
I like y'all coach, man. Y'all coach is very that guy, he's very
into Mike McDaniel.
He know what he's doing. Like he's like what's the name of the coach that was with the Rams?
Sean McVay.
He's the new Sean McVay. He thinking of a lot of stuff way before his
time. He's a sports nerd.
Yeah, I like him. I like him.
He's
a
like
lot.
A Belichick, I think.
No, he's way, cooler than Belichick.
I went some Super Bowl for.
Well, that's the thing. Can we win with this guy?
That's what we need.
I don't know. You got the cheetah. You can do anything except for when it's cold. By the way,
four of the last five games on our schedule is in Miami. So,
okay, perfect.
December curse might not get us this year.
You guys
got to protect Tua, man. You guys got to protect that guy, man.
Of course.
And I've heard good things about like the O-line is doing pretty good for the Dolphins. So some good positive stuff. So this weekend, tomorrow, Giants and Detroit play in Ford Field, in Detroit. Looks like for the Giants, edge rusher Kayvon Thibodeau could suit up. And Jalen Hyatt might play as well. Tyrod Taylor will start as quarterback, but no Daniel Jones.
What?
Saquon Barkley, Waller. What are you guys' thoughts?
What is going on over there?
It is preseason, Eric.
It's preseason.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard you wrong. I thought we talked about the first game of the season.
I would say you're in regular season mode.
I'm ready to skip all of this because you know they just.
But you have to have guys. These games.
It's unfortunate that you got to watch 90 guys fight for their lives when you know damn well they're not even gonna keep. They really don't want any of them. Tell the truth. They really don't want any of them. They just throwing them out there for the show and go.
What percentage did they cut? Like 90% of them?
Don't they do their first cut? Like after the first cut is probably
a couple weeks.
How many do they cut out of 90?
They don't do the cuts anymore. They cut at the end of training camp.
Really?
Yeah, they don't do that. That's what I think I heard. They don't do the.
I think you're right, Kevin.
They don't do the cut down anymore.
Because it used to go from like 90 to 75 to 60 to.
Yeah, that's the old way of doing it. So how are they doing
it? Last week they had to be at 53.
Oh, so they just want to cut you quiet.
Some guys are fighting, you know, for playing for other teams, you know, when they get cut, then
you're right, auditioning. I get that, but
then you got practice squad, you know. Okay. So it's a lot of ways to get in where you fit in.
Okay, so there is a rule change for this year. There's now just one date when teams must get to 53 players. This year will be a Tuesday, August 29th. Players can be traded or cut before August 29th, but there is rule requiring teams to gradually make moves anymore.
Wow.
That's cold. That's cold-blooded right there.
Because you figure, you hold on to the guy as long as you can.
Right.
You know, you don't know what, like in practice, you know, and you can mess around, make the team, you know, because of, you know, practice, you know.
Might get hurt.
Practice player. You might get picked up, or somebody gets hurt, or you know, get traded to another team, or get cut. Right. You know, a lot of stuff can happen.
Yeah, because like what's number nine, Santiago? It's Ignoble or
for Miami or for what team?
For the Dolphins.
For Dolphins, number nine.
He's benefiting from Jalen Ramsey getting hurt because he was definitely going.
How long is Jalen going to be out?
Like all the way to December.
He just got there.
He tore his meniscus.
And he just got hurt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He's out till December.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You think he's going to come back?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about him physically. I'm talking about the Jalen that we know. Do you think that guy's going to come back?
That's what he's saying. He's confident.
Well, with knee injuries, a lot of these players come back stronger. Right,
yeah.
Byron?
He was a cocky. We listen. He was the guy. I'm looking at the guy that's in Jacksonville. I ain't talking about the guy that won the Super Bowl. Like I'm looking at that guy. Is that guy gonna come back, or is he just gonna take the check and roll corner did?
You have to be extremely, extremely confident to play that position because. You know, come on, man. Think about all the great cornerbacks.
Do you believe that he's a Hall of Famer?
Well, Jalen?
Do you think he'd be a potential Hall of Famer?
Yeah. He's heading towards it.
He's heading toward it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trending that way.
And he's still young. He's 28 years old. He's still
we'll talk about it after this knee injury.
What do you think about Jalen Ramsey? You don't think he's good enough?
I don't know. Like, before the knee injury, yeah. Like, he was shut down. After an injury, you're not the same.
Oh, okay. Here, I'm gonna throw the Eagle thing out there. So, which one of the corners is better than Jalen Ramsey on the Eagles right now?
You talking about big play Slay? Say it with me. Big play.
No. My question was.
Wait. Well, come on. Say it with me now.
Is Slay pivoting? Is Slay and Bradberry better than Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, after this knee injury.
No. Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, I said after the knee injury. Yeah.
So you're saying Jalen Ramsey is a better corner than he's worse than he's not as good as the other two.
We're going to find out. I hope that he gets back to full. No, hell no. I'm I'm only joking. Like, I'm hoping that he get back to his old self because he put in the work, man. That guy. Man, I admire everything about him. Just his moxie for who he was down in Duval County. So
Jacksonville.
And you know what? Isn't that y'all in-state rival?
Nope.
Yes and no. Woo! Not really. Maybe for them. But we do lose against them in the playoffs, right, Kevin? A lot.
We only play them like once, I think. They beat us pretty bad. That was Dan Marino's last game.
Yeah,
Dougie P down there, he might change some things around. He might set the spades table up. I'm telling you, Dougie P don't play.
I know about Jacksonville, that high tech urinal that they have. Did you guys read about that?
What?
I have not.
They have like the $120 million training thing, whatever they have, and they have a urinal that when you pee in the thing, that if a color comes up saying green, that you're hydrated. Yellow, you need a little bit of water. You know, you need some more water. And then red, better go see the trainer for some IV. And there you go.
That's actually good. What happened when
they do drug testing?
That's what I was sitting there thinking. Because if they know that where you're peeing, and then this is, I don't know why we talk about this, but
it's okay, it's Jersey boys.
when they're peeing, Okay, so I guess it's like hooked up to the trainers. So now, so with a drug test, you go to pee in the thing. It's like, yeah, he get ready to get the.
Yeah,
and it's kind of weird about the whole urinal thing.
You paid a lot of money for that, Byron.
Yeah, I bet you they did.
Morning, your house.
We are state-of-the-art facilities in the NFL. All right, so Tyrod Taylor, is he one of the best backup quarterbacks you guys have in the NFL?
In the league?
Oh, yes, in the league. Yes.
In the league?
Yeah, I don't think so.
In the world.
What about that kid from Baltimore?
What kid?
Oh, I forgot his name. Hanley?
Oh, yeah.
Hanley?
Yeah. I like him.
That's
Tyrod Taylor has been a good quarterback for a long time. People just haven't realized that. You know, he's with San Diego. He was whatever they are now.
Is he good or is he sound?
Yeah, he's really good.
Good or is he sound? That's the question.
Well, you're a backup quarterback, so you got to be sound.
He won't lose you a game like the other ones we had.
Right. Okay. He can win you a couple games. Yeah.
Okay. He come in and do his job.
Did he get Baltimore in the playoffs? No.
Tyler Huntley? Close. I think he was a game off.
I like Huntley. I like Huntley a lot.
Is he better than Lamar?
No.
Yeah. You definitely need that urinal.
Is that Josh Johnson another one?
Yeah, he's the third string quarterback for the Ravens, Byron.
He's been like 13 teams, some crazy amount of teams.
14 different teams. You're close. Yeah,
there you go.
You're talking about Josh Johnson, the one we knocked out.
I never heard of this guy.
Got knocked out in a divisional playoff. What?
Yeah, when they played the 49ers.
He played for San Francisco last season.
Yeah, he was the second quarterback that went out.
Well, they do pretty – back
that's what we
really,
do.
Really
that's
decent, money-wise.
But look at all the teams. look at all the teams this dude's been with, man. Oh, wow. My God.
The league. He's been
almost
the
every league. Team in the – half the NFL.
Yeah, 14. Yeah,
well, he's not a bad player. He just made bad decisions. Do that make sense?
But just look at every team he's been with and just say check. And I don't mean check mark. I mean check money.
And who's the Los Angeles Wildcats?
Yeah, he definitely not broke.
Put it this way. He has the best agent probably in all of football because he keeps getting him a job and he's 37 years old. So he has a great agent.
Keep him employed.
Hey, he's doing it smart. And who knows? He's probably investing money into franchises.
And he's been steady since what, 2008 all the way to now.
He's not a bum though. Y'all saying it like he's a bum.
That's a good career. That's a good.
He's a few million in the bank.
Yeah.
Good career. He averaged probably about $3 million a year.
Yeah.
So he's doing decent, doing really good.
Even
I've never heard of this guy before in my life, though. I'll tell you.
Now I do remember him because he played for San Francisco in the playoffs against the Eagles.
There you go.
And I remember he played for the Giants.
He got escorted right after the game as soon as he came.
Yeah, he wasn't out there long.
He wasn't out there long.
He wasn't out there long when he got hurt.
Did the check clear yet? All right, time to go.
Oh, man. Well, that is for – whoops, sorry. No video here. So we got that game tomorrow. Then we got the Jets and Panthers. We have no Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. Panthers will be starting Young. And Jets also will have be starting Breece Hall.
Did you guys do that?
Bryce Young and Breece Hall.
He's so little.
He is.
He's like a baby back there.
And Hall will split between Jonathan Knight, Israel Abekanda, and Michael Carter. Abekanda led the backfield last week with 27 yards and a touchdown. The Panthers will see wide receiver Adam Thielen, tight end Hayden Hurst, and others make their debuts this preseason.
Man, listen, call it what you want. That white boy bad. He nice.
Adam Thielen?
He's nice. Yes, he nice. I thought we was going to go after him, but I guess not.
Former Minnesota Vikings player.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, before Justin got up there, he was the man.
Yeah, he was for a long time.
Yeah, he was the man.
I guess, they got to spread that money out, so that's probably why he got the boot. because they're gonna have to pay that kid. Like, I'll be real soon.
I'm about to say he got it all on his teeth. You seen his teeth?
No.
Oh man, he paying off mortgages with them things, man. One at a time. He got diamonds everywhere.
Jesus. So, Eric, a lot of people are saying the Jets, even Pyron, and I think Victor's saying it too, that the Jets might finish up top in the AFC East. Where do you project them to go?
Are you talking about mushrooms eating Aaron? That's what we talking about? That Perhaps. Guy? All right. You saw what happened with Brett Favre, right?
That's different. That was a different case.
No, listen, they followed the same path.
That was a different time. That was different.
Are they not following the same path?
Kind of, sort of, but yeah.
Did he get kicked out of Green Bay?
He did not get kicked out. Hey, they asked to leave.
Okay, so if they actually nice, if they ask you nicely, or they kick you the hell out, it's still the same thing.
No, it's not. They ask, they, you know, it's like, you know, going when you go inside a store, you know, when they ask you to leave, you know, instead of just calling the cops on you, they just ask you to leave nicely. Well, that's the only thing that happened.
But the terrible part about going into that store, you had money in your hand. No, we don't need your money. Keep going. They kicked him out. I don't know about Aaron turning that franchise around. The defense of that coach that came from the 49ers, I forgot how to say his name.
Solid.
His defense is solid. Aaron, I'm not gonna put all my cards on him. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, like I said, he could change his mind at the drop of a dime. He did it his last year in Green Bay. He really don't have no reason to play. Let's keep it 100. What is he there for?
$70 million over the next 2 years.
Okay, that's cool. But once that money dissipates and he don't look like Aaron, then what?
Then they'll move along.
Because the first thing he's gonna say is, I can't throw the ball and catch the ball myself.
No, the ball. This is what he's complaining about from yesterday. He's complaining about the offensive line.
He started with them? Yeah, well, you already know how that go in football. You complain about the offensive line, you get the Ole call on two. Ready, break.
Evan, how far do you think the Jets will go?
Well, I'm a Dolphin fan. I hope they go nowhere. Wow, they're number four.
That was a strong.
They're number, right there. I hope they're number four. Wow.
Well, that could happen, right, Byron?
Period.
What, the Jets?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. The Jets are going to win the division. I already picked the Jets to win the division.
I'm going
to
make a prediction about the Jets. The quarterback, what's the quarterback that played last year name?
Zach Wilson.
He'll be starting midseason.
No way.
Because of what, injury? There's no way he's going to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Well, okay. For that guy. Okay, I was right. I was right about who was I right about? And
I don't know either.
You better make up something.
No. Yeah. Because Victor, I got Victor on that one. I'm gonna hold that card forever. I think it was the Eagles. It was the Eagles beating the 49ers. And I was holding that card, and he laughed at me. He laughed me off his show actually, but then he had to put his tail between his legs and say, "You know what? You are the country master."
He picked San Francisco to win.
He laughed me right off his show. I got to go back and go find it. But when we won, he was like, "You are the man, Leroy." And I said, "Yeah."
So he picked San Francisco. Victor did.
To win. He picked San Francisco. Yeah. He picks it. I said the Eagles was going to win in a blowout. And then next thing you know, Purdy got hurt. Mr. Immaculate, he got hurt. And then he was like, oh, well, it's because Purdy got hurt. No, when you block one of the best defensive ends in the league with a tight end from God knows where, what do you expect?
Don't be problems.
What do you expect? And you can't blame the Eagles fans for doing what they did, because you came to Philly. You know what it is when you come here. It's a lot of nonsense. Let's just keep it, you know, PG. So, what do you expect? You block Hassan Reddick. This man has 16 sacks, and you put the third string next to the fourth string tight end on him, and then your excuse is, well, they shouldn't have hit him that hard.
They don't play. What? It don't work like that.
No, it don't work like that. No, it don't. Boy, this ain't freeze tag. This is not freeze tag. Those are grown men.
He did hit him too hard.
Football, man.
Purdy understood. He said, "You know what? These motherfuckers ain't blocking. I'm sitting my ass down."
PG, man.
Yo, you ever see somebody be like, grenade? Like, that's what it looked like.
There goes the hit right there.
Wow.
Oh, and he had to get it.
He bent that all the way back.
Ooh, yeah, he
Tommy got surgery. Which he's reported to be back on time.
That's not the suspect that should be, the picture should have been taken of. You should have looked at the tight end face when Hassan Reddick went past him. That's the close-up that y'all needed.
Was it this one, number 7?
He had a lot. The offensive line was so far in the view, he wasn't even close.
Look, that looked like something off of Madden. Like, I would put that, yo, come on, man.
Ole moment.
Ole, yeah. The word. He probably said something to about his chick. He's like, all right, this is the time.
Most of these pass rushes, that's why I like to look at early games, like the first 2 or 3 games, because everybody's fresh. These defensive ends are fresh. Offensive linemen are fresh. You know, and the injuries haven't set in. The grind of the season hasn't set in. So them boys be bringing it them first 2-3 games.
Yeah, well, you see like a lot of fire.
Real football ain't played until the snow hit the ground, though. So that's when you're ready.
That's when you better get off that field with all that snow.
Man, look, hey, I love it when the snow hit the ground. I don't know about you fellas, but
we got four out of five in Miami this year. Last 4 out of 5.
So it's not fair that you got to play around that time in Miami. Like, it's not fair because it's like you're going on a vacation. Just imagine playing at Buffalo, and then I got a game in Miami. So I ain't thinking about nothing else but getting down there and seeing all the scenery and enjoying that good weather.
What's fair about us playing and stuff like that if we live down here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
That's your advantage. That's y'all advantage. And our advantage is the heat, humidity, cramping up. You don't want
it. It gets hot.
Yeah.
I went to Disney. I said, oh, no, we got to go.
Come down a little further.
My goodness.
Miami's worse.
Yeah, I've been down there. Yeah, it's hot. Yeah.
Orlando's swamp too, but
it's a special hot Miami too.
Oh yes,
and y'all thunderstorms is something else. I said, oh Lord Jesus, just let me make it home on a plane. That lightning struck. I said, oh, that don't even sound like nothing from where I'm from. That is loud.
Yeah,
like, it was right there.
And hurricanes. That's not a joke.
I never experienced one of them, and I plan in my life not to experience none of that.
I hope you
not as bad as blizzards, Byron.
It's nothing as bad as, well, blizzard.
What's worse, a hurricane or a tornado?
I would say hurricane.
Gives you warning.
Tornadoes are kind of out of nowhere.
They just pop up.
Yeah. Yep. Or pop down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pop down and then pop back up.
But, yeah, they're pretty destructive both. You don't want to be in neither, but I think tornadoes are maybe more dangerous not thinking about it and talking about it.
Yeah, but I was in a tornado alley where, you know, Tulsa, you know, right smack through the middle of the country. And, you know, a lot of those places, there's really nothing there. It's just flat as far as you can see. You know, it might tear, you know, the house or, you know, barn or the kind of stuff, you know, certain areas of, you know, like Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. But, you know, they're still all kind of dangerous. You know, we didn't think that was that bad. Like when we had Superstorm Sandy hit Jersey, you know, we had never had nothing like that. I was in the middle. I had to work. That mess, and I'm standing up there watching, like, you know, a big old 100-foot antennas out there. That thing was leaning from how much the wind was over there. I was like, you know, this is not a good idea to be sitting down here like this, man. But I had to be out there.
Oh man,
another preseason game this weekend. Kevin and I will be watching the Atlanta Falcons versus Miami here in Miami at the Hard Rock Stadium.
Who plays for Atlanta?
We got Desmond Ridder, who is expected to start. He's a second-year quarterback. He's the main guy that we know of here in my notes. And Tua is expected. Is Ridder?
So Ridder. Redman, whoever this guy is, he's their starting quarterback.
Yeah,
Desmond Ridder. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Didn't they draft Bijan Robinson?
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, they drafted.
Is he playing?
Probably not.
Yeah, he's gonna play. Yeah, he's gonna play.
Why? I wouldn't put my
running back.
No, I wouldn't put it. No, I wouldn't put him out there.
He's a rookie. He has to play.
Oh, he don't have to play if you want to make it through the season.
Are they gonna put him in there? He might play one
of the series. Hey, coach, you want to win? Put Booby in.
Won't play that third game.
But they got to protect the running backs, don't they, Byron, for the preseason? Yeah,
I wouldn't play him till the last game, you know, like
But then how do you know if he'll be a good running back though?
Because you're having
the first game of the season and he can't take it.
No, you'll know during the scrimmages at practice. You'll know. Because they're scrimmaging other teams. You'll know. You don't want to put all that, you know, he already has a lot of mileage from running the ball at Texas. You don't want to, you know, press your luck by putting them out there.
So here's some
Who
players.
Who was the last great running back to come in the league out of college?
Saquon Barkley. Saquon.
Y'all didn't even want to pay him. You said his name. Y'all didn't even want to pay him.
The market for the running back right now, though. There's no market. It's depressed. It's a distressed market.
It's sad. It's sad how they're treating them, man.
Yeah, they're treating them bad. And they can go and have meetings and talk about it. They're not gonna give them more money because they're a dime a dozen. You can find a
right. Their union not even bothered by it.
Yeah, but
that's right. That's
There's
true.
Nothing you can do about it. What can you do? Nothing.
Nothing. Right.
Have you seen this trend before, Kevin, with running backs not getting paid, and or this is kind of a new thing?
It's kind of
no.
Before the who's.
Zeke was the last one that got paid. Zeke and Christian McCaffrey.
The last one got paid, yeah. Yeah, but it was before that, like the and I can't remember. It was a time where running backs were getting paid.
Emmitt Smith era.
What time was this though?
Emmitt Smith era. Yeah. Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah. Bird, what his name? Anderson. You know, running backs like that got paid.
Yeah, but look at what Emmitt Smith had to do when he got paid in 1 year. He sat out two games, complete games, and then he came back against he came back against the Giants and ran for like 200 yards. But
was that with his broken shoulder?
Let these guys now hold out two games, they'll be holding out for 17 games because they still won't pay him.
No,
because Emmitt Smith was a vital part of that offense. You know,
yes, he was
big part of that offense, so they had to pay him.
Yo, is anybody playing tonight? Oh yeah,
The Patriots and the Houston Texans and Houston's up.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think about the job that coach is going to do with Houston?
Belichick? Oh, Houston?
D'Amico Ryans?
Yeah, I think he's going to do a good job there.
It's going to be good.
He loves Houston. He played for Houston, and he was like he turned down the Broncos offer for Houston.
Yeah, let's not even talk about the Broncos because that coach went up there and lit a match and struck a fire. I said, well, damn, that's his first week up there.
He forgot he was in coaching and broadcasting.
Yeah.
he was being a little too honest.
But DeMarco Ryan, what do you think, Byron? You think he'll do a good job?
Yes, he will. He's an Alabama guy. You know, like you said, you know, he played, you know, in Houston. So he knows the area, he knows the fans. And, you know, hopefully the owner from that team will let them build it the right way. Because, you know, they got C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, you know, on offense, on defense, they got Will Anderson. Will Anderson, I loved him from Alabama, you know, next great pass rusher. So, I think they're going to be – and they have a really good running back. I can't think of the kid's name. That was a rookie last year.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Like
really good. I think Pierce might be his name.
Yeah. Yes. Like a human tank.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah. He's good.
He's like a human tank, dude.
And they have Menchie, the other kid from Alabama. I think he was out last year.
Yeah, he came back because he had cancer.
Yeah, he's back. And they have Derek Stingley Jr. on defense with cornerback. So they're going to be pretty good. They're going to be really good.
And the NFC South is going to be wide open a bit this season.
Shit, what division is Green Bay in?
Green Bay?
Yeah.
They're with the Chicago Bears, Minnesota.
If Chicago Chicago should win that. That's the wide open division.
Detroit's
looking good,
bro.
You don't think they're gonna implode? I think they're gonna implode.
Nah, man, they got that coach, man, Dan Campbell. They want to play for this dude. They love that guy. They love him up there in Detroit. So,
yeah. I mean, I respect him. I respect what he brings to the table. I do. I mean,
a lot of fire. I'm just hoping they don't just
implode.
You got Sam Laporta.
Tight end. Yeah. Aiden Hutchinson, the big giant defensive end line, outside linebacker. Yeah,
they're huge.
He did his thing. He definitely did his thing.
So that's kind of why a kind of wide open division, I would say, Byron, in a way.
Super wide open, right?
We'll see.
Like I don't trust Jared Goff. I feel that way. I just don't trust him.
Because didn't they? I think they drafted the quarterback. Was it Herndon Hooker? Herndon.
Oh yeah, the dude from Tennessee, right? Yeah,
that's right.
I think they drafted him. So this year probably be like a red shirt, you know, like a red shirt year kind of sort of for him.
So that means he's gonna take Jared Goff's place then. They're changing the offense as we speak.
Next year.
And Hendon Hooker is coming out of an injury, right, Byron?
Yeah, because he's the one I
heard. Yeah, but he was the man at Tennessee.
Oh, he was the man at Tennessee. He was good. If he had to got hurt, he probably would have been a first-round pick.
He was decent. He was decent.
He was good. He was really good.
ACL tear, right?
Yep. That's about a year injury.
Yeah, about a year to get back.
Yeah, well, he's going to be with Bates, Hudfeld, Adrian Martinez, and Jared Goff in the quarterback. Ball pen.
Yeah, so, Jared Goff out of there.
He's a bridge quarterback.
Yeah, for Hooker to take the job next year.
Well, Victor says he's at the baggage claim. He's in the airport. I don't know if he's going to make a phone call while he's Ubering back home, but we're kind of out of time.
Oh, you telling me I beat Victor here?
Yeah.
What? What? You know, he always tell me come on time, bro. Like,
Victor's slow walking. I think he heard that Eric was coming tonight, so you didn't want to go on the show.
He want that smoke. He didn't want that smoke.
Well, hey, Santiago, I'm going to kick Eric for Victor right now. You know that the Eagles signed two linebackers. Are they a little upset? Yeah, they signed what, Zach Cunningham, and they signed Miles Jack, who used to play with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's not so much of a kick. I think that's more
Miles
of just
Jack.
I'm serious. That's more of a kick in the behind for N'Kobe Dean to say, listen, dude, if you know, the NFL is about competition. You know, what have you done lately? Like that's that deal.
He just got there.
Listen, he not Mike Singletary neither.
He never will be.
We don't know. But they put them horses behind him to make sure he stay in line, because I'm pretty sure he really thought once they drafted all of them Georgia boys that he was going to be the next up. And they probably just said like, nah, like, listen, at the end of the day, you fit the bill, but can you fit the bill? Like, can you pay the bill?
Well, me personally, I think the Eagles are a little weak up the middle at the linebacker position in the middle and the safety position. They have a guy that's kind of the Blankenship.
Oh, you don't like Reed Blankenship?
No, I don't like it, but they say he got the
job.
We
wanted to keep the other guy, but he just was running his mouth too much. Like, he just think he ain't know how to shut up, dude.
But
like,
the kids.
But since the Giants are building it with the great tight ends, we're going to attack you right down the middle.
You say what?
The Giants with their tight ends are going to attack the Philadelphia Eagles right down the middle because they are weak at linebacker.
Now, what time this podcast go off? Because you're clearly sleepy.
9 o'clock, technically.
Nine o'clock. Dude, wrap it up. Come on, let's go. Let's wrap it up.
Well,
he's sleepy right now.
I'm just fine. I'm just letting you know we're going to attack them right down the middle with the tight ends we got.
Listen, the last tight end that y'all had that was good that I can remember. No, I'm gonna give you two. What's the kid from Miami that y'all had? The University of Miami.
Shockey.
Okay, I'll give you Shockey because he used to beat the brakes off of B Dog in coverage. The last good tight end that y'all had probably was Mark Barbaro.
What?
I'm not lying.
Do you know who the
you
Giants
check
have
the stats?
Do you know how the Giants have a tight end right now?
Who is he?
Darren Waller from the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You know what? I forgot they traded for him.
He is a prop.
He's going to be a prop.
That dude is, yes, he is more than a prop. Now that he got his prime right, I respect that dude, man. You know what is his backstory? What he been through? Mm-mm. Oh, my God, man. Substance abuse is a serious thing, man. And that dude I mean, when you sit down and watch his little documentary about himself, man, I'm so glad that he's still here to tell the story, because he could be the prime example of how things can go wrong, but it can end up so right, because he had to go through the fire. So, right. I mean, I got to give you that. Okay, Darren Waller, I give you that.
You're done. All right.
But I'm still not backing off that the Eagles beat the crap out the 49ers.
Well, anything else, Byron, before we before we go?
Nah, I feel good now. Yeah, you know, since he said that, so I'm all good now. I can go to sleep.
I'm off. You're right. You're right. You're totally completely right. Holidays and weekends, but you're right.
Well, it's good to see Eric again. I guess we'll see more Eric during the season. The Eagles play the Giants towards the end of the season in December and in January. So
back to back.
Save the best for last.
I think we're gonna go 1-1 against these guys. So I mean, the Giants, I respect what the Giants did, and I really like their coach. He's solid. I really like their coach.
Brian
Everybody Dabble. Else and Saquon, because he played at Penn State. But other than that, the rest of them guys could go kick rocks.
Oh, man.
He said it. Byron,
where's the rebuttal? Pay Saquon. That's all I'm saying. Pay that man.
Oh, man. I'm going to let that one go, man. I'm going to let it build up.
Kevin, any closing words?
Go Dolphins. Let's see what happens.
Eric, what is the best way to reach you online?
Never. I mean, I just go through Coach Byron. I'm not really all on online like that anyway. I've been trying to get back on you guys' show because I really enjoy, you know, the presentation. And you have nothing but great guests on here. People like Kevin, like guys that could tell a real true story. And as well as yourself, you're a great host. And then my guy, you know, my guy Vic, man, I love getting on here, you know, just to banter. So this is one of them great shows, man. And then I just want to let y'all know, Coach Byron made it to my kids' practice, and man, my son lit up like a Christmas tree when he saw him. So he's That's like, awesome. "Dad, there he is, the old man."
The old man.
Hey. The old man.
Slide that in.
It is what it is.
Byron makes things amazing with the show, even on the field and whatnot. And how about you, Mr. Jones? What's the best way to reach you online?
Facebook, you know, that's it. I don't mess with X and all this other stuff. So that's it. You know, Facebook, you can call me on the phone, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Or in person.
In person, that's all.
And Kevin, they can reach you through your Gmail, right?
Yeah, KevinTyree1987@gmail.com. I'm not a big online guy either.
There you go. Keeping things offline like Eric.
Old school.
Yeah, that's why I learned it.
Well,
keep your business.
Amen. Here, the sports guys, you can look us up on X on the Sportscast One or Instagram, the Sportscast One, or go to our website, thesportscast.net. Listen to Alan's interview last night. This guy named Brian Woods, he's starting a super prep league or prep super league, where he's inviting high school players to this league, I guess, for college. But you can, you can check it out if you go to thesportscast.net. And, of course, Victor will be back next week. He's in this off-season funk. A little bit. He's traveling all over the world. But we shall see more of NFL preview. We'll find out more after this weekend, how the Giants look. Obviously, not many starters, but get to see what you guys have in the bench. And see who could potentially be a future star. No guarantees, but I have to look that up, Byron. Anyone from a practice squad from these preseason games became a star later? I don't know.
Check your phone, Santiago. Look at that picture.
Let me see right here. Kevin Tyree just texted me, and I'm going to see if I can. I think I could post it here.
Hey, Mr. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Text me your or send me your email so I can send it to my brother so he could recruit you into the Dolphins.
Santiago, can you send that to him?
Yeah, absolutely. I can send it to Mr. Jones, and then Jones can send it to Eric.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No, anytime. There's a picture that Kevin sent me. I'm going to show it to you guys from the Hall of Fame. A great touch to close it out. A picture of a
trophy case
of Zach Thomas's jersey, helmet, shoes, and a football. Yeah. And also his college. Which college did you go to?
Texas Tech. Top left right there, you can't read it. That was his game. That was his notes for a game that he was preparing for.
And he has the Dallas Cowboys, I think, written there.
I think it's Dallas. Yeah.
Yes.
Dallas game.
The Dallas game. Unbelievable.
That's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, I got to make my way over there.
You got to, man. And just take a whole weekend. Don't one day. We were there for just before the enshrinement, so we didn't have a lot of time. But you need a whole day, 2 days maybe, just to walk the whole thing and just take it all in. It's awesome, man.
It's
awesome.
It's special. I know Vic and
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Vic and Byron will be going out when Eli gets inducted.
Yeah, I'll be 192 years old.
Oh, my.
Well, there you have it, guys. Jersey Boy Sports Talk has been a great show. God bless.